Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan here with a new podcast. I've been getting some emails lately about my most recent article in the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism. I run a regular column in there. I've been doing it for years. It's called Successful Hypnotherapy. And a recent article that was published was entitled Candid Camera Can Improve Your Hypnosis Practice. And it's really about how I took an idea that I first heard about in graduate school, and that is when I was a talk therapist in training, what we did is there was a psychological services center there, and all of our sessions that we had as master's level talk therapists in training for our PhDs, all those sessions are videotaped, and then we met with our supervising professor, and they were reviewed in front of a small group of other hypnotherapists in training, maybe about a half a dozen. And back when I went through my initial hypnosis training, I remember that Jerry Kine, he reinforced that idea that a good idea for doing your sessions was to record them, and for a number of different reasons. And so through all the years that I've been doing hypnotherapy, I've recorded every session, and we've also recorded every hypnosis session that we have ever had at our hypnosis center, either in Minneapolis or here in California, at our state licensed school and hypnotherapy center. By the way, as you're watching this, you may be watching it on a number of websites. If you want to see the website where this originates from, it's calbanyan.com. And on that website, if you go to the page that has this podcast, right below it, right down there, there'll be a number of links and information to things that I refer to as sources for this podcast. Now, since my article went out, people have been emailing me, and they want to know more about how to set up a system or what kind of system we use. So I just want to run through some of the reasons why we do this. For all the details, I mean the real details about why you need to do this, I recommend you go to the National Guild of Hypnotists. And if you're not already getting the journal, get their excellent hypnosis journal. It's a professional journal written by leaders in the field so that you can learn about all kinds of things in hypnosis, ranging from legal matters to hypnosis and hypnotherapy success, which is the case with my ongoing column that I have in there. Okay, I'm just going to select bits and pieces from the article so that I can kind of build up to why you should even consider recording. First of all, some things you got to know. Just an overview. If you videotape your sessions, you have a record of what you did, and that can be immensely powerful. But in order to record your sessions and really get the most out of what you're doing, well, really, to do it at all, you need to have informed consent. Make sure that you get written consent from every client that you see that it's okay to videotape your sessions. On our intake paperwork, we have a statement that says something like this. All hypnosis sessions are videotaped. They become part of your client record and can only be viewed by Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Inc. staff. Short and simple. It's in there. They sign for it, and that gives us permission to utilize the videos like we want. Let me quickly go through some of the benefits. Again, it would be nice if you can get your hands on that full article if you get a chance, because it's about 8 pages. But, you know, that's just another good reason to belong to the NGH. Their quarterly journal, it's the best in the profession. Okay, benefits of videotaping. One, video recording for skill development. I remember when I first got into this profession, I attended the NGH convention, and I just happened to be in a workshop where we were actually practicing some of the things that we were doing, and in particular inductions. And I remember some of my classmates saying, "Cal, gosh, how long you been doing this? You do it with such skill." And I said, "Well, gosh, professionally I've been doing this for about 3 months." And one of the reasons I think that I proceeded so quickly in this profession. I mean, I went full-time in this profession only in July of 1996. So compared to some of the old graybeards that have been around for a long, long time, I'm kind of a newcomer. But one of the reasons I think I developed so quickly was I videotaped every session. And one of the good things about that is that you can go through, you can watch your tapes, you can pick up on things that you're doing well and things that you're not well doing, that you're not doing well. And the things that you're doing well, it gives you confidence. And the things that you're not doing well, you can immediately seek to change those things. Another thing is video recordings for supervision. As some of you may know, one of the things we've done in the past is to have an internship program. And certainly, even we supervise the hypnotherapists that work here full-time on a continual basis. Once a week, we get together, and what do? We pull those videotapes from the sessions. I go up front, and we watch them, and it gives me a chance to really help our hypnotherapists, either our regular hypnotherapists or our interns, mature and develop skills at a much greater level. Let me see if I can point out some of the things I mentioned in the article. Each hypnotist is held accountable to use the proper technique when it should be applied, and as a result, new hypnotherapists cannot avoid utilizing techniques that they may have avoided if working on their own. So sometimes new hypnotherapists are a little nervous about using a new technique, but if they're being supervised and videos are being pulled, then they can be held accountable to use new techniques when it's appropriate to use them and to use them properly. The hypnotist being supervised may be aware of a general problem in the session upon viewing the video. A specific problem in technique or procedure can then be identified by the supervisor or individual being supervised. Yeah, what I'm talking about here is the person being supervised, the hypnotherapist, might say, gosh, this session isn't working out right for me, but I don't know exactly why. And the supervising hypnotherapist, the more skilled one, can identify specific things that are going on that can be fixed very quickly and improve the overall session. Hypnotherapists benefit from viewing videotapes of other hypnotherapists. Well, not only do we videotape your session, if you were a hypnotherapist here, but you would get to what? Watch me supervise and comment on the sessions of others. The supervisor may identify a problem that the hypnotherapist whose tape is being viewed may not have been aware of, i.e., the hypnotherapist may think that they were doing the technique properly or was otherwise unaware that there was a problem in the session. So in the previous situations I was talking about, they knew there was a problem. But also what can happen is the new hypnotherapist can think they're doing everything right, but the experienced supervising hypnotherapist can point out things that they're doing incorrectly and can get them from avoiding problems down the road or to make the session they observed go better. Supervising hypnotherapists can specifically point out and reinforce correct technique when it does occur. Yeah, nothing builds confidence like success. So to have someone you respect go, wow, you did that really well, that gives you a lot of confidence and improves your ability and skills. As hypnotherapists comment on each other's videos, they're building skills that will enable them to become the supervisors and trainers of the future. If you have a group of hypnotherapists together, one supervising, one advanced hypnotherapist, the others can also be asked to say, can you see something that this individual did well or they need improvement? And as they learn to, in a beneficial way, to comment on the videos of others, they're learning supervision skills. The supervisor can select times that are best suited to discussing the theory behind those, the techniques used. So in class, you might talk about theory, but you don't have any meaningful event to wrap the theory around. And when you are being supervised and you see an application of a technique, that's the ideal time to talk about why that worked, the principles behind the technique. Okay, so that's some things about how you can benefit in skill building and that kind of thing by videotaping. Another thing you can do is think of recording as insurance. most of the times in therapy, when someone says something was done incorrectly or inappropriately or, heaven forbid, unethically, it becomes a he said, she said kind of situation. And certainly, I'm not a lawyer, but it seems to me that if I can show a videotape of everything I did during the session, then accusations that I did something that was not appropriate when I didn't do something that was inappropriate are made, then I can quickly reject them. In fact, I remember once one of our hypnotherapists in the center was accused of giving a suggestion that was inappropriate during a session, and we just reminded everybody involved that we had a videotape of what went on, and the accusations were instantly dropped. And so I think that hypnosis being the field that it is, so many people have fears and misconceptions about what we do. Having a videotape of what we've done can really just clarify things and keep you out of trouble. Concerns about being recorded, one of the things I think hypnotherapists are concerned, or hypnotists are concerned about videotaping their sessions because they're concerned that the client won't allow it. Well, I can tell you that we've run between 32,000 and 34,000 sessions in our center, and probably about five or six times has the subject even come up where they're concerned. They say, what are you going to do with these videotapes? And we simply inform them that they're as confidential as everything else that we do with them, and it just becomes part of their record, and then after a number of years, they're destroyed. And probably out of maybe those five or six concerned people, maybe two have chosen not to be videotaped. And in that case, we simply help them find someone else in the area that could serve them who doesn't videotape. So now I'm going to get into a little bit about how, I think that when I talk about videotaping, people get this idea of the video camera that they use at home to record birthdays and trips to the zoo, something that looks like this. This is not what we use. This would not be the camera that we would recommend. This kind of camera would sit on a tripod, and it's just too intrusive to have this thing going on in the room. Well, we recommend, it's a bad choice from an economic point of view, because you've got to buy those little videotapes that fit in here, and they're very expensive, and that's just not the way to go. So we're just going to put that aside. Another thing that some people would like to do is they say, well, let me get one of those wireless computer-type cameras. Now, here's one that's certainly not intrusive. That's the point that points at you. There's a tiny little pinhole there, and then a hole for the microphone on the back. And then this goes to a power source. And here's the little antenna poking up here. This seems like it would be a good idea and run it into your computer, but I recommend against it. Why? Because if you can receive the signal, then other people could receive the signal. So you never want to do any kind of wireless transmitting unless you're some kind of super-duper computer guy that knows all about 16-bit encryption and all that kind of stuff. It's much better if you keep it simple. And we avoid this kind of thing. We happen to have this camera system together because one of the things we're going to do in the future is, as you know, if you've been following our blog and our videos, we stream our classes over the internet. So if you want to go through our certification course or our week of power, that kind of thing, we're able to stream it through the internet. And we're putting this together so that when we take the class on a tour, then you can come along too. And we can just supply you a video tour by walking around with this wireless camera that goes through our network. So what kind of camera should you use? Well, I got a couple models here that you can look at. When we first started off, we just got something that was called like a baby cam. And basically it's a camera that just, it looks like this. You see, it's small. And it's very easy to set it somewhere on a counter or on something next to the chair there where you're going to do the recording, and then it just gets it right there. And there's a little pinhole right there where there's a microphone, and it can record. Oh, I got that just about. There you go. You can see a little pinhole under the lens where it gets the sound, okay? And then in this particular model, what happens is this here is where the power goes. There's a little wire that goes in there for the power. And then here is just an audio and video plug that would go in the back of your VCR. So you notice this doesn't have any tape in it. This records to a VCR. And I'm going to kind of, I grabbed a VCR so you can see what I'm talking about, because there's really two kinds of inputs. Here's a VCR, okay? Remember, these are pretty much antiquated right now. You could use a DVD recorder if you want instead. We're still using VCRs just because we got them. As these get burnt up and used up, we're going to replace them with DVD recorders. And we're really looking forward to that because it's going to reduce our storage load. We can put the DVD from the session right there in the client's file. So here's a VCR. The DVD is going to have the same kind of stuff in back where you can record. So back here... are the connections. Over here is like the TV cable in and out. And then over here is video and audio in and out. And so you just, of course, go to the in part and plug the yellow one into the yellow one and the white one and the white one, and then you're all set. That's all there is to it. I'll do that right now. This is how hard it is to set up a recording system in your home. We just plug the white one to the white one, the yellow one to the yellow one, plug the VCR in, unwind the cable, put the camera next to your chair, put a videotape in the VCR, and then what? Hit record. And there you go. You've got a video recording system that you can use in your office. Videotapes are very cheap. They're less than $1 a piece, and you can get, just put this on slow record, on long record or long play, and you can get 6 to 8 hours worth of sessions on your videotape. So it's that easy. You can get a camera, like I showed you, for less than $50. You can get a VCR for less than $50. And now even videotape recorders, DVD recorders, you can get them for less than $100 now. So, there's just no excuse to not videotape. Now, let me show you what we're using right now. And you can go on the Internet and get these things. just look for, small video cameras or surveillance cameras. Now, this one's got a little lens cap on it, and I can just pull that off. And there's a little lens in there. Now, we don't need something that we're going to hide because we don't hide this. We put it right out there where they can see it because we've got consent to do this. But we'd rather not have something that's so conspicuous. When people see something like this, they get nervous. They think about, when they were told to do a dance when they were a kid in front of the movie camera, But if you just have something like this sitting, there by the chair or by your desk, then that's very nice. It's not so intrusive. As a matter of fact, we go even better than that. And we've got these little glass domey things. And this is actually what it looks like in our office. Now watch this. So in here is this glass dome. I'm going to take that off. Well, I'm going to try to take it off. And in there's another little black little hood. And then underneath that, there's the camera, you see. And so this is just a way to make it less conspicuous. They know it's there. They've signed for it. They know it's being recorded. But we don't want to make them we don't want to make them nervous about this. In fact, most people, I think, they read it. They have informed consent. They sign it. And then they come in and they start talking to you about the issue that they want to work on. And they forget all about it. And, I'm not going to do something silly like saying, okay, we're ready to do the hypnosis session. I'm going to turn on the recorder now. Smile for the camera. No, that'll make them nervous. What do I do? What I do is before I go get the client, I hit the record button, and then I bring them in, and we just don't make a big deal about the recording. In fact, when we started our internship program at our center, what we did was I decided that it would be useful to, in addition to recording the actual hypnosis session, we record the time over at the desk. At our center, the client comes in, they sit over there at the desk with the hypnotherapist, and they wrap up the pre-talk, and they do the pre-hypnosis interview, and they do the rapport building, and everything that goes before the hypnosis session at the desk. And then when they feel like that's done, the hypnotherapist will say, gosh, I think I've got everything I need. Would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And they say, yes. I say, good, let's go over to that chair where everyone goes to be successful. If they're come to stop smoking, we say, let's go over to that chair over there where everybody goes to stop smoking, and so on. And then they move over there. Now, we've become really sophisticated, and you don't have to do this. We run two cameras. One is over there recording what's going on at the desk, and one of them is recording what's going on over in the hypnosis chair where the recliner is. Now, we just use one camera at a time. It's not some kind of split system. So, you know, you can go to like Radio Shack and pick up a thing that looks like this. And what this does is if we look at the back, it's got all these different inputs and outputs. And this is video 1, 2, and 3, and this is out. So what we do is we put camera 1 into camera 1 and camera 2 into into video 2 in, and then this then goes out to the VCR or DVR or whatever you're using. And then before we go get the client, we push over here. I don't know if you can read it. Let me see if I can put it up there. Maybe you can't read it. Anyway, this one says video 1. So we go and we push that. We go get the client, and then as we say, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And they decide to go over to the chair, and they say, good, and they begin to walk towards the chair, and the hypnotherapist just switches it over to camera 2. It's very quiet. We don't want to say, by the way, we're switching from camera 1 to camera 2. Why? It would make them nervous. So we just kind of quietly just switch over to camera 2. Watch this. It's pretty quiet. See, I'm just going to go, here's from 1 to 2. Very quiet. And if I was talking at the same time, nobody would hear it at all. See, I could do it loud, or I could do it quiet. Here's quiet. I'd say, why don't you go over to that chair where everyone goes to be successful. Good. Just go on over there and feel comfortable. So as they're walking ahead of me, I will just hit that and go from video 1 to video 2. It's out there in plain sight. The camera's in plain sight. They've been informed and all that kind of stuff. We just don't want to make them nervous by reminding them just before we do the hypnosis that they're going to be recorded. Okay, well, that's it. Oh, I want to show you one other thing. If you really want to be fancy and you don't have to do that, you can go out and you can get your Euro Rack UB802 mixer console. We actually have one of these. We decided that we wanted to tweak the quality of the sound. Each one of these cameras, some will be more bassy, some will be more high-edged, and we wanted to be able to boost the sound a little bit and adjust the sound. So for about $80, we went to Musician's Friend or to Guitar Center or something like that, and we got one of these little mixers. And there it is. There's the mixer. Now, it's far more complicated than we need. We just use two channels, one for camera 1 and one channel for camera 2, and it allows us to boost the level or cut the level. And also, we can boost the bass or the mid-tone and that kind of thing, and then take the out from here into the VCR, and it works out really good. But most of our students that do this kind of stuff, the videotape, they don't bother with the mixer. It's just one of those things that, you know, we're really lucky in that at our center, we get to try stuff and see how it works. At the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, we really think of ourselves as a model hypnosis center, and we try new things. And if they work out well, then we pass it along to you guys, and we pass it along to the people in our classes. Okay. Gosh, I don't know how long I went. I'm sure I probably went longer than I intended. I always do. I hope you'll stop by our websites, calbanyan.com, where there's more podcasts like this. hypnosiscenter.com, where it talks about all of our training classes, from the NGH certification courses to our advanced hypnotherapy certification courses and our special kind of self-hypnosis, which is a mind-body-spirit approach called the Seven Path. And, of course, I want you to check out the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. And that's BanyanHypnosisMall.com. And there's a link down there if you're on CalBanyan.com. And on there, it's not just my stuff, but many other hypnotherapists, products, videos, cassettes, CDs, DVDs, all that kind of thing, and courses from hypnotherapists all around who we trust and admire. All right. With that, I got to find my dinger. There it is. I found it. I always begin and end with my dinger. I hope you guys have a great weekend. This is Cal Banyan. Wait. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated, all rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.